left enough for the Sabbath too. Has the crowd forgotten that Jesus gave them manna on the mountain just the day before? Bread that satisfied, but just for a day? Jesus does not offer them another sign, but he does use what is familiar to introduce what is unimaginable. Very truly, I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. They said to him, Sir, give us this bread always. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Okay, the crowd says, forget the sign. The bread of God, it gives life to the world. Give us this bread always. And finally, in response to their demand, we hear who Jesus is. I am the bread of life. Now, unperishable food is one thing. That food is a person who came from heaven and calls God my Father. This is not manna. And I'll guess this is not the answer the crowd expected to their question of who Jesus is. Not a prophet, not a king, not a teacher, the bread of life, life that does not end. We have almost 2,000 years of history, tradition, and scholarship that attempts to explain salvation in Jesus Christ. And still, how hard is it for us to understand Jesus as the bread of life? To leave the altar rail with a sense of what it means to be fed, renewed, enlivened by the body and blood of Christ? How much sympathy do we have for the crowd of Capernaum? One thing I take away from today's lesson is that Jesus is asking for our trust, not our comprehension. He asks the crowd and us to believe in him, not to understand or know him in any analytical sense, but to have faith in him, to put all our faith in him. Through our faith, our relationship with God, we will be fed, sustained, saved. But I wonder, is faith any easier than comprehension? I don't see humanity being a very trusting species. At least not once we reach a certain age, say, around 10. Life tends to teach us pretty quickly that what sounds too good to be true usually is. Isn't that the word to the wise? I am the bread of life.